Welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly Ableton Live 12 DJ Tools session for that classic, jungle, old-school drum and bass vibe, centered around a funky drummer-style break. The whole point is this. You'll have two decks of breaks, A and B, a simple but powerful macro-controlled effects rack that feels like a DJ mixer, and a couple return effects for dubby delay and reverb throws. When you're done, you can perform in session view, record it into arrangement, and it'll actually feel like a mini-mix rather than I looped a break for 3 minutes. Alright, let's set the foundation first. Step 0. Project setup. DJ-friendly from the start. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic sweet spot, choose 170 BPM. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That's the secret sauce for DJ-style clip launching, because every clip you trigger will wait and land cleanly on the next bar. No accidental flam. No messy off-grid starts. Now create your tracks. Make two audio tracks. Name the first one break A, and the second break B. Select them both and group them and rename the group breaks. Think of this group like your mixer channel for drums, where the main processing lives. Add another audio track called bass placeholder. Even if you don't write bass today, this is a smart habit, because it makes you mix your drums like they need to leave room for a bass line, which jungle absolutely does. Optionally, add a MIDI track called stab/fx if you want later. Now set up return tracks. Make two returns. Return A is a dub delay. Return B is B reverb throw. These are going to behave like DJ sends. Momentary effects you hit on the right moments, not something that washes constantly. Cool. Now we need our break. Step 1. Get and prep your funky style break. Grab a funky drummer style sample or something similar like the Amen. Think Hot Pants, a classic 2-bar funky break. Drop it into an empty clip slot on break A. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro because it's the easy works on most things mode. Ableton will guess the segment BPM. If the timing feels off, right-click and choose warp from here, straight, and listen again. Set the clip length to 2 bars. 2-bar loops are basically the jungle default, so you're training your ear for genre phrasing. Do the same on break B. You can use a different break, or the same break with the plan to make it feel different later. That A and B contrast is what makes switching actually sound like a mix. Quick coaching note, don't overwarp. Beginners tend to add warp markers everywhere. That's how you end up with facey hats and a why does this feel flat now. Groove. Fix obvious drift, maybe once per bar if needed, and stop. Preserve the funk. Also, if you notice the cymbals getting swimmy with Complex Pro, here's your beginner rule. Try Beats mode instead, set it to Transient Loop, and put the envelope around 80 to 120. That often keeps breaks snappier. Complex Pro is great, but it can soften the attack on raw drums. Step 2. Make it groove like jungle, but don't kill the funk. You've got two options. Option A, the simple method, leave the break mostly intact and only correct the obvious drift. That's what we're doing today. Option B is slicing to a drum rack and programming your own micro edits. Powerful. But it can turn into a rabbit hole, and the goal today is a playable DJ tool session, not a 6-hour chop marathon. Now the fun part, the core effects chain. Step 3. Build the macro-controlled effects rack on the breaks group. Click the breaks group, not the individual tracks, and add an audio effect rack. This rack is your DJ tool layer, meaning you'll perform with it. Inside that rack, add devices in this order. First, EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then auto filter, then a compressor. Then utility. Now we're going to map important controls to 8 macros, so you can perform without hunting parameters. Before we map, here's a quick gain staging rule that will save you from chaos later. Aim for your breaks group to peak around -6 dB before the master. That gives you headroom for throws, crunch, and punch. If you're already slamming near a zero, every effect you touch will clip and you'll think your processing is bad, when it's really just too hot. Okay, mapping time. Macro 1. HP filter, the DJ cut. Go to auto filter. Set it to high pass filter, clean or OSR. Map the frequency so the macro ranges from about 30 Hz up to 350 Hz. Set resonance around 0.7. This is your tension tool. You raise it to thin the break before a drop, or to make room during a transition. Macro 2. LP filter, the muffle. You can do this with another auto filter if you like, but for now keep it simple. Use a low pass behavior. Map it from about 18 kHz down to around 1.2 kHz. This is your breakdown move, the pull the curtain down sound. Macro 3. Punch. Go to drum bus. Keep drive somewhere in the 5 to 15% zone as a starting point. Turn boom off or keep it extremely low. Boom can wreck your low end and fight the bass line later. Map the transient control from 0 up to around 60. This adds snap, especially to the snare and kick, without needing heavy compression. Macro 4. Crunch, go to saturator, set it to analog clip. Start drive at around 3 dB, and map drive from 0 up to 10 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want a safer old sampler grit vibe. This is one of those macros that feels amazing and also is the fastest way to clip your chain, so we'll protect ourselves with macro 8 in a minute. Macro 5, snare bite, presence. In EQ 8, make a bell around 3.5 to 6 kHz. Start with plus 2 dB and EQ around 1.2. Map the gain from 0 up to plus 5 dB. This is to make the snare speak on real systems, where jungle snares need to cut through bass and ambience. Macro 6, air. Top control, still in EQ 8, at a high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. Map it from minus 6 dB up to plus 3 dB. This is your calm down the fizz knob when crunch gets spicy, or your open up the hats knob when things feel dull. Macro 7. Glue. On the compressor, set ratio to 2:1. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto. Adjust the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Map the threshold to macro 7. But set the range by ear because it depends on your levels. The idea is to make the break feel like one unit without flattening it. Macro 8. Output trim. Put utility at the end of the chain and map its gain from minus 6 dB to plus 6 dB. This is your safety belt. Here's the discipline. Effects up, trim down. If you crank, crunch, or punch, immediately glance at levels and pull output trim a bit. Your future self will thank you. Once those macros are working, save the rack. Name it something like Jungle Break DJ Rack Live 12. That way you can drop it into any future project. Next, the real jungle sauce. Return effects. Step 5. Create DJ style return effects. On return A, your dub delay, add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted for that skippy jungle bounce, or 1/4 if you want slower, heavier repeats. Set feedback between 35 and 55%. Now filter it so it stays out of the way. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. This is important. You don't want the delay repeating full range drums. You want a distant tape echo vibe that sits behind the loop. Optionally, add a little reverb inside echo, like 10 to 20%, but don't overdo it. If you want it gritter, add a saturator after echo on the return with 2 to 6 dB of drive. On return B, your reverb throw. At hybrid reverb, choose hall or plate. Set decay between 2.5 and 5.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz so it doesn't splash harshly. After that, add EQ 8 and high pass around 200 to 300 Hz. This keeps your low end clean. Jungle gets messy when reverbs start carrying low mid junk. Teacher tip: make your sends behave like momentary throws. One easy trick is to add a utility at the end of each return track and map its mute to a key or MIDI button. Then you can slam the whole return on and off instantly, like a DJ effect engage, without hunting for knobs. And if your tails get too long, you can even add a gentle gate after the reverb to keep the drama but stop the endless wash. Now we make it feel like two decks. Step 6. Build the A and B workflow in session view. On break A, make 4 to 8 clips. Start with a clean 2-bar loop. Duplicate it and make a filtered version. Duplicate again and make a crunchy version by pushing macro 4. Make a stop variation that's 1 bar if you want a quick cut moment. On break B, do complementary stuff. If it's a different break, great. If it's the same break, give it a different identity. Here's a practical way. On the break B track itself, before it hits the group, put an EQ 8. Dip 200 to 400 Hz by 1 to 3 dB to reduce boxiness, and optionally boost 8 to 12 kHz gently to add edge. Now break A can be body, and break B can be edge. That contrast translates on real speakers. For mixing, the easy approach is just volume faders. Keep break A playing, launch break B on the next bar, and fade between them. If you want it to feel even more like DAX, enable the crossfader in Ableton's view menu. Assign break A to side A and break B to side B. Now you can crossfade between breaks like you're on two channels. Just be careful not to double attenuate by also riding track faders too much. A clean approach is to keep track faders near unity and use the crossfader as your main mix control. Also, for predictable launching, go into each clip's launch settings and set launch mode to trigger, and make sure legato is off. That way, when you launch a new clip, it behaves like new bar, new loop, not continue from wherever the old loop was. Now let's give your performance some structure so it sounds intentional. Step 7. A DJ-friendly jungle arrangement skeleton. Even if you stay in session view, think in phrases. At 170 BPM, try this. Intro for 16 bars. Keep it filtered, late delay sends. Build for 16 bars, open the filter gradually, add small fills. Drop for 32 bars, full break, and later you can add bassline. Switch for 16 bars, bring in break B, and do a reverb throw on the last snare. Second drop for 32 bars, a bit heavier, maybe more crunch or more top. Outro for 16 bars, low bass down, net delay tail out. Here's a classic jungle move to practice. In the last bar before the drop, raise the high pass slightly for tension, do a big reverb throw on the snare, and then cut everything for a tiny moment, like 1/8 or 1/4 of a bar, then slam back into the full break. You can do the cut cleanly by mapping a utility mute on the breaks group to a button or macro. No audio chopping required. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid.